successfully underway. Matt Watson live tonight on Dakota Sports. You're on 1210 KOKK. Live from Rosie, Washington. The Warbirds come in unbeaten on this very young season at 1-0. They'll take on another team that has not lost at least early on in Jesse Tolsma's Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles. Well, we did get a chance. I got a chance to chat real quick with Coach Gordon Hooks. This one, by the way, about 3 minutes away from tip-off. So last week, we had one start a little earlier than this. We are going to get underway a little bit early here tonight, as I mentioned, about maybe 3 or 4 minutes away from tip-off. So we'll send it back to the studios for 1 minute. When we return, we'll talk to Jesse Tolles, my head coach of the Golden Eagles. I'll tell you a few high points of my conversation, a quick conversation with Gordon Hooks, although we won't get that one to air. But we'll talk to Jesse Tolsma after the break. He's the head coach of the Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles. You're listening to the pregame show live from Rosie on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at amfam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
On Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
In Hines, Japan.
Approximately 3-2-1. Welcome back to the pregame show live from Rosie tonight. It's for Christian inside the whole time. The Warbirds of Rosie Washington. We're sitting down quickly with Coach Jesse Tolsma. Jesse, I'm just taking a look at your lineup, obviously. I haven't seen you. Your launch team is sick. You got a group on the top from here, but a pretty big group.
Yeah, no, we got a great group of kids. They've been putting work all year. All the coming out here is all ready to compete. And that's our number one goal, is bring the best effort and hope you can take care of yourself.
Coach, you got a lot of size here at 6'1", 6'1", but also a freshman, a kid.
Yeah, we've got a lot of young kids, that put in a lot of work this summer. You know, it's really, they've really got opportunities, you know, so they're excited for the chance to come out and show what they can do. Work hard and hopefully play it off. So,
what kind of skill would you like to put on the court? You guys like to get up and down? Or do you use that size? Do you like to get in the post? What do you like to do?
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Casualty Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Casualty Do It Center for your next project.
give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time and do it in a store.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Matt Watson ready for tip-off here. Yes, you're looking at your clock. Yeah, we're getting underway about 15 minutes early. South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection brings us the officials. Matt Clark, Greg Blue, and Dean Duxbury are crew tonight at Woolsey. Matt Clark, Greg Blue, and Dean Duxbury. We'll get your starters in a moment. We have Darian Oga and Jim Alusi in the center circle. He'll be opposed by Ty Vanderpool. For Mitchell Christian, they'll wear the blue unis, gold numbers. Woolsey Washington and the home whites with gold numbers. A tip and a quick basket for Bennett White as they will quickly lay it in. Tipped by Darian Oda Chemnitz. Chemnitz, a backdoor pass to Bennett White. Lay up for two, 2-0 Warbirds. Warbirds start number 2, Bennett White. Number 4, Austin Chemnitz. Number 10, Darren Cheddar. Number 11, Riley Cohn. And number 23, Darian Ogunjimalusi. So I have off the bench Mark Hamilton, Carter Mailing, Tanner Zemlicka, Landon Williams, Tyler Babcock, Jerron Waters, and James Cutshaw. That's your full look at the lineup for the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Remember, again, the officials brought to you by the Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. Matt Clark, Greg Blue, and Dean Duxbury, and the whistle gets some early work here. As it's knocked out of bounds by Mitchell Christian, Warbirds will take over. Golden Eagles have off the bench Bryce Boardwick, Ben Tegadoff, Colton Wolbrink, Joey Finer, Andy Shearer, Braden Nydum, there we go, Luke Knudsen, and Jens Enga off the bench. There's a jump ball call that somebody reached in to tie up Bennett White. Turnover on the possession there to Mitchell Christian. The Golden Eagles start Riley O'Neill, Alec Nelson, Christian Cooper, Ty Vanderpool, and Noah Swenson. A minute gone, opening quarter, Warbirds 2, Golden Eagles nothing. Vanderpool on the baseline, shut down by the double team. A good job there with Cheddar and Bennett White. Leading it is Vanderpool, can't hit, carrying all the rebound. All ahead to Chemnitz across the timeline. Bennett White on the wing left side. Chemnitz will bounce it off to Darian Ogunjimalusi, just right at the top of the key. Right corner, going for three, got it. Riley Cohn from long range, 5-0 Warbirds. 6.5 to play opening quarter. Attacking is Swenson. Ball knocked away. Here's Nelson driving in, and a foul is called. Okay, so not out of bounds. They will call a foul on Austin Chemnitz. Inbounding duties now for Riley O'Neill. Warbirds figure to go about 8 deep. We'll see 7 or 8 for Mitchell Christian. Coach Hook said in the pregame show, Cheddar heard of the offseason. It's a big block out of bounds by Bennett White. Left wing, a three ball by Alec Nelson. Well, an attempted three, I guess. I wonder if that's still a three. I suppose that's still an attempted three-pointer. Although it didn't get more than a foot out of his hand as White swatted it out of bounds. Golden Eagles inbound. Inbounds pass to Noah Swenson. So that's a 6'1", eighth grader in Swenson. And a 6'4", freshman in Vanderpool. Here's a steal. Ogunjimalusi lays it in. Darian Oda with his first basket. It's 7-0, and Tulsa lost to talk it over. 6-12 to play opening quarter from Lozy. 7-0 Warbirds. We're back in a minute on KOKK.
Thinking about
something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Wrestlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Wrestler Athletics.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Now watching live tonight. 6-12 to play opening quarter. 7-0 Warbirds. A quick lay-in to start the game. A quarter three by Gone. A layup by Olga Jimalusi. 7-0 Warbirds. Mitchell Christian talking it over. Coming out after the timeout. They'll go to the post. Like the steal. Knocked it away from Vanderpool, and we're going the other way. Cross court going, another triple, right wing will not go, rebound picked by Darian Ole, taking it himself in the corner, Bennett White for three, no good, long rebound up to Olga Jimalusi, and they'll try it again, Chemnitz on the wing, up top for Darian Ole, back to Austin, three ball off the mark, airmail in fact, rebounded by Swenson, Golden Eagles try to crack the scoreboard, pass ahead to Nelson is knocked away, half foul called on Darian Ole. On Cheddar, over the summer, going up for a rebound at a camp and apparently came down very wrong. Had an issue with his back for quite a while. Coach said still kind of stiff, but definitely able to go as he was in the starting lineup here tonight. Pass on the baseline for Riley O'Neill. O'Neill has it knocked out of bounds. It's off Bennett White. Warbirds 7, Golden Eagles nothing. 5:33 to play first quarter from the Woolsey Washington Gym, and nice facility here, and I see now they are adding on. Not exactly sure the plans for the entire building, but this gym now here for a few years is definitely a very nice upgrade from the old facility, and also a big kind of central facility where you can have some tournaments and some jamborees and things of this nature. All kinds of good things happening here. And again, adding on to the other side. So, Mitchell Christian off the ball, knocked out of bounds. Sneaking into the basket. It's Swenson, but he can't hit from in close. Rebound over on Jimalusi. Pass ahead to Lyndon Williams in the game for the first time. Here's Bennett White. Cross-court Chemnitz squares up. Won't fire the three. Down to Williams in the corner. Back to Chemnitz. Around the horn to Bennett White. Left side of the baseline, Cheddar. Leaves it off for Williams. Chemnitz to Darian Ole. Free throw line jumper. Mike. Four for Darian Ole and Jimalusi, and it's 9-0 Warbirds. 4:50 left opening quarter. Across the timeline is Alec Nelson. Nelson guarded out there by Chemnitz. Well, this group for Woolsey Westington, here's a travel call. Getting in the way with Darren Cheddar and not really having too much of a choice as Christian Cooper had to either step around him or go through him. So either way, at least that way you don't get a personal foul. So the Warbirds a chance now to open up a double-digit lead with the Golden Eagles not even yet on the board. 9-0 Warbirds. Here's Chemnitz. Inside, there, you know, another short jumper, and again he's good. Half a dozen for Olga Jimalusi. 11-0, Woolsey Westington, an early lead, midway point of the opening quarter. Swenson the drive, going to leave it out for Nelson. Nelson hands it off, Riley O'Neill on the wing. O'Neill the drive, shut down by Olga Jimalusi. Pass off to Vanderpool. Vanderpool back to O'Neill. O'Neill stuck, top of the key, bounces it off to Swenson. Swenson on the left wing, guarded by Cheddar. Looking off the screen now is Alec Nelson. Nelson a give and go back to Swenson, here comes the double. Free throw line jumper off the mark. Rebound grab by Bennett White. White off and running. Birds with numbers. I guess they're both bird teams, so we got to say Warbirds tonight. Here's Bennett White, short jumper. Airmail, but Cheddar there. Cheddar out to Ole for three. And the corner three is good. Oh, boy, Gary, no good, Chinalusi. 9 in the opening quarter, Berkeley 14-0. Bozeman wants to talk it over again. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Now's the time to get amazing year-end savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron. These vehicles must go, so hurry in for the best deals of the year. Like the 2016 Chevy Malibu, now just $22,448. Save over $10,000 on the new 2016 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now just $39,822. Or save over $7,500 on the new 2016 GMC 2500 HD Crew Cab. So hurry in today, because deals like these only come around once a year. Close out the year with amazing savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the opening quarter. The Warbirds tipped the opening tip. Turned into a quick layup just seconds into the game, and it has continued in that fashion. 14-0, the Warbirds lead. Mitch McChrystal taking a second first quarter timeout, trying to get things figured out. Is Swenson out near the timeline? Is this swarming defense by Wolsey Lexington? It hasn't forced a lot of turnovers, but the Golden Eagles just quite frankly have not got a lot of shots. Here's one. Here's a three by Cooper. No good. And the rebound squirts out of bounds in the corner, so that's off Mitchell Christian. Switching things up. Well, maybe not. I thought the Warrenburg Town player coming in, but it's Chemnitz, White, Darian O, Lyndon Williams, and Riley Gohn on the floor. 3 minutes now to play in the opening quarter. Birds up 14-0. Chemnitz on the wing left side, guarded out there by Swenson. Here's the pass to Gohn. Gohn up top. There's a long three by Bennett White off the mark. Rebound tipped down in the corner. Swenson going to chase it. It's out of bounds. I think it's off Mitchell Christian. Swenson should have gone after that. He thought it was off Gohn. But I think before that it was touched by Luke Knutson. So the Birds inbound, Warbirds inside, Bennett White in the paint, kicks in the corner to Chemnitz, puts a three, the drive, the runner is up and in. Silky smooth, Austin Chemnitz with a nice little floater to make it 16-0 Wolsey Lexington. Swenson out across the timeline, and these Golden Eagles looking a little shell-shocked early. Here's Luke Knutson on the wing right side, now mocked away Chemnitz. Chemnitz cruises in for the layup. Chemnitz has four. It's 18-0. Riley O'Neill across midcourt. Ogun Chemalusi out to defend. Here comes White on the double. He took it away. Oh, and then he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So he is out off Wolsey Lexington. Tanner Zemlicker will check in for Wolsey Lexington. He'll replace Chemnitz. Christian Cooper is back on for Mitchell Christian. He'll replace Ty Vanderpool. Lob into Swenson is tipped away, grabbed on the baseline by the Golden Eagles, bounced off the foot of Darian Owen out of bounds, so the Golden Eagles will hold on to it. It looked like Riley O'Neill had turned the ball over down on the baseline, but the officials say no, it bounced off Ogun Chemalusi. Inbounds for Alec Nelson. Nelson will leave it for Swenson, looks at three, drives, kicks it in the corner, Cooper for three, and he got it, and they finally put one on the board. 1:50 to play first quarter. Birds lead 18-3. Here's Ogun Chemalusi. Another corner three. No good. Long rebound tipped by Williams. Gohn has to save it in. Saved into Cooper, and the Golden Eagles will control. Cooper across the timeline. Lost it. Picked up by White. Birds the other way. Running a four on three. White leaves it off for Darian. Oh, puts it off. Oh, and rattled out. Halfway down the can. Came back out to Luke Knutson. Knutson ahead to Alec Nelson, and Nelson across the timeline giving go to Nelson the layup and the foul. So here come the Golden Eagles. Down at 1 point, 18-0. Quick 5-0 run and a chance to add on another for Alec Nelson. Here comes Darren Cheddar back on for the Warbirds. Cheddar to replace Bennett White. Riley O'Neill is coming out for Mitchell Christian, and Vanderpool will come back in for him. So a chance at a three-point play by Alec Nelson. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Williams. Williams ahead to Gone. Gone to leave it back for Darian Ogunjimalusi. Here's Cheddar in the corner. Williams around the horn to Gone in the right corner. Back out to Dario on the wing. Leaves it down to Cheddar for three. No good. Swenson got the rebound, but the whistle blows. I think it's going to be a foul on the Warbirds. So the Warbirds ahead in every category, including personal fouls. Team fouls four. That is the second on Riley Gone, so he's going to have to check out. That'll bring Kenneth back on. They're also, however, leading in the points department. 18-5, Woolsey Westington on top, just inside of a minute to play opening quarter. Noah Swenson, going to leave it back for Alec Nelson. A little three-quarters court heat here from Woolsey Westington. Luke Knutson the drive, and reaching in is Lyndon Williams. Mitchell Christian, the inbounding duties. Left wing, Alec Nelson. Nelson on the dribble. 35 seconds left, opening quarter. 18-5, the Warbirds lead. Swenson left side of the free throw line to Knutson in the corner. Flips it inside, reaching up his Vanderpool, and he'll push it up and in. Warbirds lead is down to 11 with 20 seconds left in the first. Oh, boy, Williams might have got away with a lock there. Tanner Zemlicka on for the first time tonight. So Zemlicka, Williams, Dario, Cheddar, and Chemnitz. And here is Chemnitz just right at the top of the key looking at 3-1 fire. Back to Ogunjimalusi. Here's a corner three by Zemlicka. No good. Christian Cooper the rebound. Final seconds of the quarter. Well, they did blow the whistle, but I think it was for a travel. So one quarter in the books in Woolsey after one, 18-7 Warbirds. We're back in a minute with the second quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. A fresh 8 is up. Second quarter set to get underway. The Warbird boys up big here, 18-7. The lead was 18-0, so technically the first 18 points of the quarter scored by the Warbirds, the last 7 scored by the Golden Eagles, and that's your score after one, 18-7. So an 18-0 run to start the game. Mitchell Christian answering with a 7-0 run. And the Warbirds with the possession error. Here's Chemnitz in the right corner. Pass tipped, but Darian O takes it near the timeline. Here's Bennett White on the left wing. He'll leave it down for Tyler Babcock in for the first time. Here's White for three. Left wing, three ball will not go. Rebound, Alec Nelson. Nelson the other way across the timeline for Vanderpool. Vanderpool on the left wing, so Mitchell Christian looking to extend that 7-0 run that they closed out the opening quarter on. Here's Noah Swenson out near the timeline. The drive, he'll leave it out for Riley O'Neill. Still working outside the three-point line is O'Neill and Zemlicka. A little crash there. Mitchell Christian fans wanted a call, but actually, Woolsey Westington fans wanted a call, too. Generally, you get the shoulder down, you're going to get that call. Kenneth the steal ahead, and a little stutter step before the layup for Cheddar, and they're going to call it for the travel. Lyndon Williams in. Bennett White will come out. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. 18-7, Warbirds by 11, and now they will lay on the full quarter D full court defense. They got real serious at about the three-quarter point, but they've got everybody back there. Here's a pass inside Swenson. Oh, boy, that should have been a jump ball. Swenson squared up, and Lyndon Williams stuffed him, and they didn't call it. He'll leave it out for Cooper. Cooper off glass is good. So when you combine the quarters, that's a 9-0 run. And the Golden Eagles have cut this lead in half, 18-9 Warbirds. 6.5 to play in the first half. We'll get you a Tiger Girl score. That one should be almost final here soon. They're in a doubleheader. Here's Gary O from 12 feet. That jumper is good. He's got 11 to lead off. At the other end, Alec Nelson all the way to the rack. Can't hit. Babcock there to clean it up. Lob ahead for Williams across the timeline to Kemnitz. Saw another Williams in the crowd tonight. Zoe coming over to check out the ball game. Here's Williams, top of the key. Nice pass inside to Holton. Jumalusi for the layup. That makes 13 for Darien Hall. 5:42 to play second quarter. 22-9, the Warbirds on top. So the game of runs broke an 18-0 Warbird run, then a 9-0 run by Mitchell Christian. And now a quick 4-0 skip by Wolsey Westington. So we'll see if Mitchell Christian can answer or if they'll let the Warbirds go on the run. And here's that call I was talking about earlier. Cooper playing offense for Mitchell Christian. If you get that arm out in front and you try to clear out that defender, they're going to call you for that, especially if you put your head or shoulder down and saw both of that out of Cooper. We saw it earlier, but they didn't get the call, and now this time Cooper is rung up for his first. That's also the first on his team in this game, and with 5:14 to play until halftime, it's 22-9 Warbirds. Ogun Jumalusi, nice drive to draw the defense, and White can't hit from point blank, but he got his own rebound. Fouled on the way back up just so he could get an and one. That's not nice, man. That's called padding the stat book, kid. Picked up a rebound, and now a chance at a three-point play. White shot counts, makes it 24-9. Bennett with the first Wolsey Westington free throw of the night, and it's off back iron and no good. Swenson in for the rebound. Both teams shot just one free throw apiece, and they have missed both. Cooper goes baseline. Nice move by Christian Cooper, and he'll knock it in, and we got a player that went down. I think it's Kemnitz, and they're going to have to stop the game here for just a moment. It was Kemnitz. And they're going to take him out. They'll bring in Darien Ogun Jumalusi, so it'll be Darien O, Williams, White, Babcock, and Cheddar. On the other side, O'Neill, Nelson, Swenson, Cooper, and Vanderpool. 4:44 to play until halftime, 24-11. The Warbirds lead by 13. Here's a pass tipped by Babcock, taken by Bennett White. White on the drive. Floater won't go. Rebound grabbed by Vanderpool, and then tipped all over by just about every player on the court. Finally tipped out of bounds by Bennett White into the hands of Babcock, who was standing out of bounds. So after all that, Mitchell Christian will take over it. They will bring it into some full court man-to-man defense. Quite Lyndon Williams is back there draping Nelson, letting him know. And here's a ticky-tack foul called on Williams. So Williams will collect his second. That'll be six on the team. So now nearing the bonus are the Golden Eagles. 4:20 remaining until halftime. Here's Vanderpool inside, hooked by Bennett White, and White will pick up his first foul. Seven on the team, a shooting foul here. Two free throws coming for Vanderpool, and now the Golden Eagles in the bonus. Coach Hooks working. Duxbury trying to let him know how he felt about that call. I'm not sure that will change Dean's mind in any way, shape, or form, but it's worth a shot. Here's Vanderpool off front iron and no good. So neither team has made a free throw. The Golden Eagles 0 for 2. The Warbirds 0 for 1. Here comes Swenson out. Checking in for Mitchell Christian is, well, let's see, Colton Wolbrink, I think. Second free throw, no good. So it'll stay 24-11. Warbirds by 13. Midway point of the second, 4:05 to play till halftime. Stay tuned. At halftime, we'll get you a Tiger update. We'll get you a Tiger girls. That should be a final by then. We might even have a boys update. Here's a pass inside by Williams, tipped and stolen by Cooper, and then Williams reached in and fouled him. So that's going to be three on Lyndon Williams. So they're going to have to get him out of there, and they will sit him in favor of Riley Gold. Changes here for Mitchell Christian. Luke Knutson going to come back in. It looks like he's going to replace the shooter, Cooper. Cooper's first will not go, and a rebound grab by Wolsey Wessington. Sneaking in is O'Neal, knocking the ball away, just about stole it. Comes Luke Knutson back in. He'll replace Christian Cooper. Darino independent white back underway. White just across midcourt on the dribble. Top of the key, here comes the double. Actually kind of ahead of the 2-3 zone there. It's Mitchell Christian trying to change it up a little bit. Here's a pass inside, tip stolen away. Taken by Colton Wolbrink in off the bench for the first time tonight for Tolsma and the Golden Eagles. So Mitchell Christian dug themselves an 18-point hole to start the game. Nice move inside by Alec Nelson. Nelson got stuffed on his first attempt, right back into his hands, and he went straight to the rack, put it up and in. 24-13, an 11-point Warbird lead. Bennett White, inside, outside to Dariano in the corner. Back up top, Bennett White. Here's Gone for three. Got it. Riley Gone from long range. Pair of triples in the game for Riley, and it's 27-13. Wolsey Wessington leads by 14. 3 minutes to play until the break. O'Neal top of the key, looking to hand it off to Knutson. He didn't take it. They almost turned it over. Here's Wolbrink. Wolbrink going baseline. Nice runner by Colton Wolbrink, and that's the first bench scoring for either team. And the lead is a dozen. 27-15, Wolsey Wessington. 2:35 to play in the second. Here's Gone breaking baseline. Leaves it out for White. Looks at three, won't fire. Back to Gone. Corner three in the air. Came up short. Rebound grab by Vanderpool. And now a chance for Mitchell Christian to close it back to a single-digit lead, or at least get back to within 10 with the two-pointer. Here's Wolbert on the right wing. Wolbert up top for Knutson. Knutson puts it inside to Nelson. Back outside. Wolbert down on the right corner. Here's O'Neal. O'Neal on the dribble. Passes it back out to Wolbert. Wolbert looking down. Ball knocked away and stolen by Wolsey Wessington. A pass ahead by Cheddar to Bennett White. Bennett stuck on the low block, leaves it for Dariano, and nobody there, and you cannot leave. Oh, God, Gemma Lucy uncovered. Are you kidding me? 15 for Dariano. 29-15, a 14-point Wolsey Wessington lead. 1:35 to play in the first half. A drive on the baseline by Knutson, and a foul called on the Warbirds. Foul will be called on Tyler Babcock. It's like Brooks wants a timeout. A minute 34 to play until half. 29-15. Warbirds by 14. We will take a timeout of a minute. A full timeout, 60 seconds on Dakota Sports. 1210 KOKK.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
Something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. A minute 34 remaining until the break. Halftime, that is. 29-15. The Warbirds lead by 14. Wolsey Wessington opened up this game with an 18-0 run. Mitchell Christian answered with a 9-0 run, and they've kind of traded baskets ever since. The Warbirds will be okay with that. Of course, you heard me say 18-0 at one point. Knutson at the free throw line, he'll have a 1-1, and he is good on the first. So that's the first made free throw today. The Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles are 1 out of 5. The Warbirds are 0-1. Second free throw by Knutson is no good. Boy, he missed badly. The little basketball I played, I think you would have been running a few extra laps for that one. Minute 32 remaining until the break. 29-16, the lead 13 for the Warbirds. Here's Gohn up top to Cheddar. Back to Gohn. Cheddar playing catch at the top of the key. Now Bennett White. The lefty jumper on the way. No good. Got his own rebound. Let's try it again. It rattles and it's in. Bennett White with a half dozen. And now a 15-point Warbird lead, 31-16, down to the final minute of quarter number two. We'll start off our halftime report with a scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Got a Tiger Girls final to pass along. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Text or call 883-HAIR. That's 883-HAIR. Cuts, colors, perms, anything to do with hair. Mirror Family Hair Care. Text or call 883-HAIR for the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. They bring us our scoreboard update. There's a jump ball. Mitchell Christian going to hold out of that. So as long as we told you all about the mirror, let's get you this update. 51-45, the Tiger Girls win tonight. They beat Brookings. Tiger Girls 51, Brookings 45. So the Tiger Girls win. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Here in Wolsey, 31-16, a 15-point lead for the Warbirds. Mitchell Christian fell behind 18-0 to start the game, and they've just kind of been trying to dig out ever since. They had it back to 9, and the Warbirds have just kind of consistently added on a point to their lead here and there. Here's Knutson knocking the ball out of bounds. Nice athletic move by Luke Knutson. You know, this Mitchell Christian team, they've got this one senior, Zach Bosworth, and he's sick. He's not even here tonight. They start an 8th grader and a freshman, and these are big kids, 6'4", 6'2". So I don't know how Mitchell Christian will be this season. Maybe they kind of get things put together once everybody gets into the rhythm, gets used to playing with each other. But over the next couple of years, I'm thinking maybe this Golden Eagle team is a team you're going to want to keep your eye on. Here's the inbound. So Olga Jibalusi shoots it inside to Cheddar. Cheddar turns, runs right into the defense, goes straight up, and a foul. So Darren Cheddar will go to the free throw line. Falls on Riley O'Neill. That'll be his first. Team's fourth. 15 seconds to play until the half and a 15-point Warbird lead. Cheddar's first free throw. No good. So the Warbirds without a made free throw tonight. They're 0 for just 2 attempts. Bennett White had an attempted old-fashioned three-pointer, and now Cheddar with 2 on the shooting foul. And this one's good. So Birds off the schneid. They're 1 of 3 from the line. They lead 32-16. Golden Eagles across the timeline for the final shot of the quarter, or no, maybe the final turnover, because they roll it out of bounds. Checking into the game for Wolsey Washington is Mark Hamilton. Hamilton, Cheddar, Darian O. Kemnitz now coming in. He'll replace, well, Hamilton's got to come out already. He just came in, coach. Well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if he'll be in the book or not. Inbounds to Kemnitz. Oh, Kemnitz traveled. And so a turnover to Mitchell Christian. Kemnitz did not agree with the call, felt that the foot did not move. Pretty sure Coach Hooks is informing him that it did. He'll quickly retreat to guard the inbounder, Riley O'Neill, and the Golden Eagles will try to get a shot here with the final 5 seconds. This defense by Wolsey Washington has been tough tonight. It forced Mitchell Christian to do a lot of things they didn't want to do. Nelson's going to get one off right at the buzzer. It did. Did it count? I believe it did. It did. So Alec Nelson will close out the quarter with the buzzer beaten 2, and it'll get the Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles back to within 14. At halftime, Wolsey Washington 32, Mitchell Christian 18. We'll be back with the halftime show after this timeout. You're listening to Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Wrestlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pop, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Rustler Athletics.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
And welcome back to Woolsey here, sitting at halftime as the Woolsey Lexington Warriors out to a 32-18 lead. They have led the entire game, including 2-0, 10-0, 15-0, and 18-0 before Mitchell Christian would get on the board. When the Golden Eagles finally did score, they went on a little run of their own. They went on a 9-0 run to close the match to an 18-9, and that is the closest that they have been here in the first half of play since that opening run, anyway. At the half, Woolsey Lexington 32, Mitchell Christian 18. Taking a look here at the Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. We get a scoreboard update from our Tiger Girls game. That's our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And the Tiger Girls picked up a victory. They win over Brookings tonight by the final of 51-45. Again, Tiger Girls 51, Brookings Girls 45. That is our lone final. The Tiger Boys, by the way, are playing right now over on Tiger 95. And, of course, we got a score here in Woolsey of 32-18, the Warbird boys on top of Mitchell Christian. This is the halftime show here on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK. We're going to send it back to the studios quickly here, and when we return, we'll break down the individual numbers as the Warbirds lead by 14 at halftime, 32-18. More halftime show coming up on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Heron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Wolsey. 32-18, the Wolsey Lexington boys on top of Mitchell Christian as we break down the numbers here. And we'll start with Jesse Tolsma and his Golden Eagles of Mitchell Christian. They got 3 of their 18 off the bench in the first half. Luke Knuth to the point. He was 1 of 2 from the line. Colton Wolbrink came in late in the second and got his basket. He has 2 at the half. So 3 of the 18 off the bench. 3 of the 5 starters have scored for Mitchell Christian. Ty Vanderpool put in 2. He's 0 for 2 from the line. Alec Nelson with a half dozen in the first half. He's 0 for 1 from the line. And Christian Cooper with 7. He's also 0 for 1 from the line. The Golden Eagles got to the line 6 times. They made just one of them. Golden Eagles score 7 in the first, 11 in the second, 18 in the half, and they trail by 14 points. Moving over to Coach Gordon Hooks and the Wolsey Washington Warbirds. They didn't get any bench scoring in the first half. They got all 5 of their starters in the scoring column, though. Darren Cheddar a point, 1 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Austin Chemnitz. Chemnitz scored all 4 of his in the opening quarter. 6 apiece for Riley Gone and Bennett White. White with 3 twos, Gone with 2 threes. Bennett 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Darian Ogun Gemalusi, the story of the night. He has 15 points. He got the opening layup, and they have not looked back, nor has Darian O. He put up 9 in the opening quarter, 6 in the second. And he just about outscored the Golden Eagles by himself. As a team, Wolsey Washington threw up 18 in the first, 14 in the second, 32 in the first half, and they are 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here at Family Air Camp brings us our scoreboard update. You heard the halftime score here. Wolsey Washington boys lead 32-18. The Tiger girls basketball, they won 51-45 over Brookings. And the Huron boys are down 10-9 after one quarter. They're playing the nightcap, I guess, the second game. However you want to turn the last game of the Toy Girl doubleheader over there in Brookings. So Tiger girls win 51-45. Tiger boys trail 10-9 after one quarter. And here at the half, 32-18. Wolsey Washington boys leading Mitchell Christian. One more timeout. This time 2 minutes. When we return, it'll be time for the second half. You got 2 minutes. Time to go to sports. 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Wolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Wolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Lexington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Second half just underway. Chemnitz the inbounds, and the Woolsey Washington Warbirds leading 32-18. Chemnitz attacks, lays it up for Bennett, who puts it up and in. They start the third quarter, much the way they started the first, an immediate bucket. And it's 34-18, Woolsey Washington. Here's Alec Nelson. Works it down to Vanderpool in the corner. He'll flip it inside. Bennett White to steal. Here come the Warbirds running a 4-on-1. White all the way to the rack. Lefty layup good. Back-to-back buckets by Bennett White. He's got 10, and the lead is now 18 points. The biggest it has been in this game at 18-0, and now 36-18. Woolsey Washington still on top. Here's Noah Swenson. He'll flip it down to Vanderpool, right side on the baseline. Vanderpool thought about the baseline, but Bennett White shut it down. Give and go back to Vanderpool. He runs into White, and White blocks the shot ahead to Cone. Cone a nifty behind the back move to slip his defender. Gives it off to White, right back to Cone. Here's Bennett White again. Left wing, three ball, no good. Swenson the rebound. Ball tipped. Oh, Terry Noah almost took it away, but Vanderpool finds the handle, leaves it off for Cooper. Cooper sees an opening all the way to the basket. Layup is good. Cooper attacking. He's got 9 to lead Mitchell Christian. 36-20, the Birds by 16. Ball knocked out by Alec Nelson. Well, after tonight, it'll be a little while before I have a game again. We'll take the break off, and early January, I know Doug Pete's going to sit in for a couple. Here's a Darren Cheddar three. Knocks that one down. He's got 4, and the Warbirds have their biggest lead of the night, 39-20. Nelson, nice move to lose the defender. He'll lay it up and in. Nelson made White think he was going to break back out for a three, and he just turned around and straight to the basket. Here's an Austin Chemnitz three. That one rattles. No good. Darian Oga puts it in and the foul. Oga Jimalusi, without even touching the ground, jumps up, puts it in, collects the foul, gets the 2 points. The foul's called on Ty Vanderpool, his first, and that's going to prompt Colton Wolbrink to come in. He'll replace Riley O'Neill, as Coach Tolsma will dig into the reserves early on here in the third. 5:57 to play in the third quarter. 41-22 Warbirds. Olga Jimalusi's free throw is good, and that will make it a 20-point lead. It will also make it an 18-point night thus far for Darian Owen. We got lots of hoops to play. 5:51 left in the third. Birds by 20. Nelson the drive. Blocked and fouled by Bennett. Bennett White second. First of the second half on Woolsey Washington. Back to the free throw line. Alec Nelson this time. Nelson is 0-for-1. Free throw is on the way. No good. It'll come off the back iron and pop right back out. Nelson ready for his second. Trying to get this lead back inside of 20. 42-22, the Birds lead. Second free throw good. Reserves in as Nelson will check out. Luke Knutson is back on. The lead, 19 points for the Warbirds, 42-23. 5:40 left in the third. Here's going on the wing right side. Bennett White, a corner three. No good. Rebound Vanderpool, and Bennett White, he's a shooter, and he will keep shooting. And one of these times, they're going to start going down, and you better look out. But while the rest of the team enjoying quite a bit of success, Bennett, at least from three, has not had a very productive night. Of course, everybody else has. And, of course, this is a team that will put up a lot of threes. Here's Wolbrink on the drive. And a foul call. Foul call on Chemnitz is second. So, now a little bit of foul trouble for Gordon Hooks. Bennett White, Austin Chemnitz, Riley Gone all have 2. Lyndon Williams has 3. Inbounds to Cooper. Cooper drives baseline, pass one defender, blocked by Bennett White. White didn't even leave his feet. He blocked Cooper. We go the other way. Here's Bennett on the wing left side. Cross court to Chemnitz, to Jerry, you know, back to Bennett White in the corner. White goes baseline. Pass poked out by Cooper. Alec Nelson back on. Warbirds will inbound. Here comes Knutson off for the Golden Eagles. It'll be Darren Cheddar to bring it in. It's Cheddar, Chemnitz, White, Gone, and Darian O on the floor for the Warbirds. Lob to Chemnitz, top of the key. Right wing, Gone squares up for three. Came up short. Rebound, Darian O, tipped by Cooper. Cheddar fighting for it. Vanderpool carried it out of bounds. And what did they call? Oh, a jump ball. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. I think Coach Hooks thought Vanderpool was out of bounds before then it tied him up for that jump ball, but the officials disagree. Here's Walbrink with the runner high off the window. No good, going the rebound. Ahead to Bennett White. Bennett to the right wing. Stutter step, drives baseline, and an offensive foul on Bennett White. White had two plays earlier in this game where the Mitchell Christian, at least the fans, wanted the offensive foul. They didn't get it. They do get it here with 4:35 to play in the third. And the Warbirds leading 42-23. Tiger boys were down 10-9 after a quarter. Tiger girls won 51-45. It's your scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Here's Walbrink. Off to Swenson, back to Walbrink. Now left wing for Cooper. Cooper flips it inside, ball knocked away by Darian Owen. He'll get the steal. All ahead to Chemnitz, who finds Bennett White. Bennett on the wing left side. Now Chemnitz, back to Bennett. Bennett White still working 3 or 4 feet back of the three-point line, but don't sleep on him. He'll shoot it from there. Cheddar feeds White on the cut to the basket. Ball knocked away and stolen by Swenson. Ahead to Nelson. Nelson, right side of the paint, shut down by Olga and Jimalusi. Here comes the double. Off to Swenson on the right wing, still working outside the three-point line. Ball through the hands of Cooper, and he can't get it. That's it over and back. Everything coming up, Warbirds, here in Wolsey tonight. Lyndon Williams will come in. Carter Mayling will come in. They're going to replace Gone and Cheddar. And the Warbirds will inbound with 3:45 to play in the third, leading 42-23. Here's Williams, right wing, Chemnitz for three. No good. Rebound tipped out. Mayling got a hand on it, but Vanderpool slapped it out of bounds. Mitchell Christian will inbound. Wolsey Westington will inbound with 3:37 remaining here in the third. Chemnitz, no look into Bennett White, cutting inside, can't hit from in close, got his own rebound, missed again, got his own rebound again, missed again, got another offensive board, and finally up and in. We talked earlier about padding the stat book. We're going to have to talk to Bennett White about that at some point. 44-23, a big lead for the Wolverines. Alex Nelson able to slice through the defense and lay it in. He's got 11. Second Golden Eagle in double figures, which is a little hard to believe, I guess. They only got 25 total points. They got two kids with 10 or more. Here's Olaf in the corner. That three no good. Rebound tipped by Swenson. White almost took it away. Tipped over to Vanderpool, and Mitchell Christian will control. Oh, and he got away with a double dribble. Oh, and here's Cooper. It should be an offensive foul. Okay, it was. Or at least I hope so. Yeah, that's the case. Cooper got a little frustrated there as the ball knocked away once, and then he just ran right through Lyndon Williams. So the offensive foul will give it back to the Wolsey Washington Warbirds with 2:53 to play in the third, and they are up big, 44-25. Cooper's going to come out of the game, as right after he was called for the offensive foul, he went down kind of clutching his side. I don't know that he got hit on that particular play or maybe has something lingering there, but he will come out. That was his second personal foul. That'll be two on the team here in the second half, and the Warbirds will inbound with 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Lyndon Williams on the wing. Ball in the corner, Darian Oga and Jimalusi off to Bennett White. Well, as I told you, Lorenzo Williams in the crowd tonight. Saw him coming out of the locker room before the ball game. Not sure if he was employed for the pep talk. He'd probably be a good choice for that, as, of course, over now, South Dakota State. Watching his team win big here tonight, or I should say his, I guess, alma mater, can't really say his team anymore, right? Chemnitz the rebound, and he is immediately fouled, and he actually got slapped pretty good there. not on purpose, I don't think, but Wahlberg whistled for his first. Not a lot of fouls on Mitchell Christian tonight. I think that is only the fifth team foul of the ball game. They had two in the first half. They've got three here. Not a lot of whistles tonight against the Golden Eagles, and a ball knocked out off O'Neal. So the Warbirds will inbound. They'll also bring Tyler Babcock back in. He's going to replace Mailing. Minute 56 left in the third, 44-25. Woolsey Lexington on top. Bennett White, the inbounds to a cutting Darian O. Layup good. Making it look easy. Oka Jimalusi's got 20. And the lead is 21, 46-25. Golden Eagles going to work on the offensive end as they cannot let this lead get any bigger. Here's Nelson, the drive, and his shot comes up short. Rebound Bennett White. White has the ball knocked away, knocked to himself. Ahead to Darian Ogunjimalusi, back to White for the deep three, and he airmailed it. Williams tried to save it in, couldn't get there, and boy, Bennett White just having a rough night here for long range. He does have in the ball game a dozen points, but keeps trying to get that first three to go and just can't get it to. Of course, this team is up big. Minute 26 to play in the third, 46-25 Warbirds. Looks like we're going to get a timeout. We'll roll a 30-second break. We're back in 30 on 1210 KLKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Walls here. Minute 26 remaining in the third. 46-25, the Warbirds all over the Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles. Nelson to Cooper in the center circle, left wing Swenson trying to feed Nelson, but this defense by Woolsey Lexington has just been on it, and here's Bennett White to steal. 2-on-1 with Linden. Bennett reaches in. The layup does not go, but a foul is called. And White going to go to the free throw line and try to add to that point total. Here's a foul called on Christian Cooper. That's the lone foul trouble for Mitchell. Christian Cooper has three, and they've only been called for seven as a team. Bennett White with a couple of free throws. First is in. So after a 1-for-3 first half, the Warbirds 2-for-2 here in the second half. Bennett White back to the stripe. Second free throw rattles, and that one is good. So Bennett White having a nice night. Don't get me wrong. He's got 14 points. But you can tell that he is getting frustrated with that three ball not dropping in as he has shot a handful of them tonight. And the last one airmailed it. Here's O'Neal to drive. Cooper from the corner looked at three, won't fire, drives, leaves it off, and knocked away into the hands of Lyndon Williams. Williams ahead to Bennett White. Chemnitz around the horn to Darian O. Lyndon Williams squares up for three. No good. Rebound Cooper. Cooper. Long pass to O'Neal. O'Neal going to sneak his way under the basket, but here comes the double, and he threw it away. Picked up by Bennett White. White the handoff to Chemnitz, and the Warbirds can hold for the final shot on the third. They're up big, 48-25. Chemnitz on the dribble across the timeline, and they will hold for the final shot of the third frame. There's Ogunjimalusi, lob, tipped, hit by Nelson, but right back into Darian Tan. Bennett White on the wing. Inside, here's Darian O from the free throw line. That will not count. It went, but it will not count. The officials say no, it will not. Of course, the lead already plenty. 48-25, the Warbirds on top. That's through three quarters. We're back in a minute with the fourth, and I'm assuming final quarter. We're back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
About something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
Now's the time to get amazing year-end savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron. These vehicles must go, so hurry in for the best deals of the year. Like the 2016 Chevy Malibu, now just $22,448. Save over $10,000 on the new 2016 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now just $39,822. Or save over $7,500 on the new 2016 GMC 2500 HD Crew Cab. So hurry in today, because deals like these only come around once a year. Close out the year with amazing savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
So a 16-7 third quarter for the Warbirds, and they have opened up a commanding lead, 48-25. Pass inside to Cheddar, foul called, and we'll start the third quarter, fourth quarter at the free throw line. Foul's called on Riley O'Neill, his second. So free throws now for Darren Cheddar. Cheddar is 1-for-2 from the line tonight. He'll put up a pair here, and the first is up and in. Second free throw rattles home for Cheddar. Darren's got 6 points, and the lead is now 25 points for the Warbirds, 50-25. Cooper looking inside for O'Neill, pass too tall and out of bounds, and a turnover back to the Warbirds. Wolsey Washington 1-0 with a win over Lake Preston, and it looks like they are well on their way to 2-0. We still do have plenty of ball to be played, but at 50-25, the Warbirds would have to have a monumental collapse here. Although, that's why they put it up, 7:28 to play. Right wing, Lyndon Williams. Cross court, Bennett White. Pass inside to Babcock. Back out to Williams. He lost it. He'll have to chase it down, and does. Cross court, Bennett White. A long three. Got it. Bennett White cashes in from long range. 17 on the night for Bennett White. And the Warbirds have more than doubled up the Golden Eagles. 53-25, and they got the double team on Swenson, and they're going to take it away again unless they get a timeout, and that's what they do. 6:47 to play. 53-25, the Warbirds on top. We're back in a minute. 60, no, make it 30. A 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Philly cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Mira Family Hair Care downtown here and brings us our scoreboard updates for cuts, colors, perms, whatever you need to do with the hair. You give them a call or a text. Call or text 883-HAIR for the Mira Family Hair Care downtown here. And yeah, you heard me right. Text or call 883-HAIR for the Mira. Warbirds on their end. I'm going to get you a scoreboard update, so when we read that Mirror Family Hair Care script here, we always follow that with a scoreboard update. The Warbirds moving it around. Tiger girls win tonight 51-45. They beat Brookings. Tigers 51, Brookings 45. So the Tiger girls win. The Tiger boys, they were trailing at the break, 20-16. Tiger boys down by 4 at halftime in Brookings. And here in Wolsey, Bennett White with a little turnaround jumper. And that will make it a 30-point Warbird lead, 55-25. Cooper in the corner for O'Neill. Pass in the paint, knocked away. Babcock on the deck. Actually, no, that was Tanner Zemlicka, and he comes up with the steal. Ahead to Ogun Jamalusi. Darian lost it on the baseline, and he tipped it out of bounds. Riley Gone in. Gone's going to replace Cheddar as Coach Hook's starting to turn the lineup over a little bit. Williams is going to check out. That's going to bring Austin Chemnitz in. So it'll be Chemnitz and Gone, Zemlicka, Dariano, and Bennett White still on. 55-25, a 30-point Warbird lead. 5:15 to play. Swenson at the top of the key for Mitchell Christian, working off the screen from Nelson. Nelson goes baseline, shut down by the double team, and a pass stolen by Chemnitz. Boy, this defense by Wolsey Washington has been something tonight. Pass inside, Bennett wide off the window. Can't hit from in close, got his own rebound. Can't hit again, this time Zemlicka will take it, hands it off to Bennett White, and they'll reset. Here's going on the wing, back to White in the corner. Off to Gone in the corner now, Chemnitz on the wing for Darian O. Back to Chemnitz, three ball, no good. Bennett White the rebound, puts it off, foul, then we'll go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. And Bennett White is still not happy with himself. He's had a heck of a ball gamer. He's put up five already in this quarter, 19 in the game. Knocked down that three, so maybe get something going there. And now he was upset that he didn't get the basket to go, but he does get a couple of free throws. The foul, by the way, called on Ty Vanderpool. That's his second. He will check out. They're going to bring Knutson back in. The Warbirds in the second half are 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, and White will make it 7 out of 7 as he's good on the second. So that'll make it 57-25, Wolsey Washington. 4.5 minutes remaining. Here's a double team across the timeline, and boy, they just about forced him into another turnover. Cross-court a pass for Mitchell Christian. Here's Swenson on the wing. He'll launch the three. Came up short. Zemlicka the rebound. Zemlicka over to Chemnitz across the timeline for Gone. Gone ran into the defender. Kind of went through him, but no call there. Inside, Bennett White's ball knocked away from White and out of bounds off Mitchell Christian. Well, they didn't stop the clock. Clock's still running. Somebody better get an eye on that. I don't think there's any running clock in basketball that I know of. Zemlicka's ball knocked away, stolen by Nelson. Alec Nelson, going to go right at Ogun Jimalusi, and Darian will shut him down on the baseline. Nelson backs it away, drives, came up short, Bennett White the rebound. Bennett across the timeline, and that's that same move that Nelson used earlier, and it worked last time, didn't so much this time. Nelson reaches in, his first foul is his team's seventh, and that will push Wolsey Washington into the bonus. Foul on Nelson is his first. Bennett White with a one-on-one opportunity. Bennett is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. The Warbirds in the second half are perfect. And it will stay that way as White knocks down the first here. They're 8 of 8 in the second half, 9 of 11 in the game. Second free throw, no good. Ah, Jenkson, put that on me. 58-25 is where the score will stand. 3.5 to play here in Wolsey. Mitchell Christian on the offensive end, just trying to get something going. Here's White the steal, and they take away another one. Saved in, and Christian Cooper will take it away. Off to Nelson. Nelson fouled on his way to the basket. We'll see who they call it on. Bennett White was right there, so was Gone. Oh, that makes sense. I guess they called it on Chemnitz. Chemnitz third is the team's fourth. Free throw for Alec Nelson. Mitchell Christian yet to score here in the fourth. Well, until that, Nelson good on the first free throw. Ty Vanderpool back in. Colton Wolbrink will come back on. They're going to replace Cooper and O'Neill, and we'll see, but the Mitchell Christian fans may be clapping like that might be it for the night. Second free throw good for Alec Nelson. Nelson has 13 to lead Mitchell Christian. Wolsey Washington up big though, 58-27. Bennett White near the timeline. Cheddar has it knocked away. Won't break the steal, and won't break fouled by Ogun Jimalusi. So Darian second is the team's fifth, and now nearing the bonus are the Golden Eagles. 2:55 to play. Is there a running clock over 30 now, or is that just is it in basketball they run a running clock? Oh, I didn't even know that. Trying to get the scoop on. The clock hasn't stopped a couple of times in stoppages, and I'm just wondering if it's... if there's a rule there, or, oh, here's Nelson, another nice move to the basket. Ogun Jimalusi to Chemnitz, back to Darian, looking for the corner three, won't launch, leaves it off to Chemnitz, back to O. Three ball rattles out. Halfway down, McCann came back, out rebounded by the Golden Eagles. Top of the key, Nelson. Coach Hook's going to completely turn the lineup over here in just a moment. You've got Williams and Zemlicka and Babcock and Mayling waiting to come in. And here they're going to get their opportunity as the ball is knocked away and a foul called on Ogun Jelalusi. Darien's third, team six. We'll have a free throw from Vanderpool, and then we will go five in, five out. Let's see, first free throw. It is good for Vanderpool. All right, so there is a running clock for basketball. 30 is the magic number. Second free throw for Vanderpool is no good. Jaron Waters in the game. He's out there with Zemlicka and Babcock and Mayling and Lyndon Williams. Here's a long two. That one is no good for Tanner Zemlicka. The long rebound squirts out to Wolverink, and Wolverink will push it for the Golden Eagles. Cross-court pass looking for O'Neal. It's too tall and out of bounds, and a turnover back to the Warbirds. Tolsma's going to clear the bench as well. Well, we got a 53 on the floor, but he's not in the book, so we're going to assume, oh yeah, he is. Jens Enga. 32 is Andy Shearer. Let's see, 33 is Braden Nidham. 21 is Joey Finer. And also out there is Ben Tegaton. For the Warbirds, Zemlicka. Mayling with the ball right now. Also Williams. Jaron Waters is on. And Tyler Babcock. Here's Williams on the wing. 45 seconds remaining. The Warbirds are going to go to 2-0. Mitchell Christian will split 1-1. Here's Jaron Waters from in close. So that one is good. That is the first bench point tonight for Wolsey Westington. They lead by a healthy margin, 60-30 with 25 seconds left. Gary's Ohio Black postgame show coming up. Stay tuned for that. Here comes in for Wolsey Westington. 14 is Mark Hamilton. And I don't have a 5 in the book.
Who's 5? Is that touchdown?
Dietrich Oft is number 5. Let's see, did I miss him or did they miss him? No, they missed him. So 5 is Dietrich Oft in for the first time tonight. And also Hamilton in with him, although Hamilton played a little bit earlier. First free throw for Andy Shearer is airmailed out of bounds, and that's going to just about do it. The Warbirds will inbound. Final 5 seconds, and they're going to pick up their second victory of the season. We will not get a shot off, and that's it. Your final here tonight, Wolsey Westington 60, Mitchell Christian 30. Gary's Auto Glass postgame show coming up next on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talk it on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere. Only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right. 893-0190.
Something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
That's right, and welcome back to Woolsey. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame show starts off with a scoreboard update. Scoreboard updates are sponsored by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. You can text or call 883-HAIR for cuts, for colors, for perms, anything to do with the hair care, the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown. Here on text or call 883-HAIR. Scoreboard update, Tiger Girls win tonight by the final of 51-45. It's again Tiger Girls 51, Brookings Girls 45. The Huron Tiger Boys were trailing at the half, Brookings 20, Huron 16. That was a halftime score of our game of the night over on Tiger 95. Our final score here tonight is 60-30. Woolsey Washington picks up a victory over Mitchell Christian. Woolsey Washington also won the JV game here tonight. That was also by a healthy margin, I think 46-25. So there's a full check of the scoreboard, and it's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Well, this one went to Woolsey Washington early on, although it did look like in the second quarter that Mitchell Christian was going to be able to defend enough and sustain enough and maybe go on a few runs of their own to be able to get back into this. They started off down 18-0. The Woolsey Washington Warbirds scored the first 18 points of this game. And then between the end of the first quarter and the beginning moments of the second quarter, Mitchell Christian was able to put together a 9-point run, 9-0 run. So at that point, they trailed 18-9, so they added back to single digits, but that is all the closer they would get. At the half, they trailed by 7. By the end of the third quarter, they trailed by 23, and they fall by the final of 60-30. We'll take a look at the individual numbers for Jesse Tolsma and his Golden Eagles of Mitchell Christian. They got three of their 30 off the bench. Luke Knutson a point. He was 1-for-2 from the line. Andy Shearer, by the way, 0-for-1 from the stripe. And Colton Walbrink put in 2 off the bench for Mitchell Christian. Again, three of their 30 from the reserves. They had three of their starters in the scoring column. Ty Vanderpool scored 3 points tonight. He went 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Christian Cooper chipped in 9, 7 of those in the first half. Cooper ended up 0 for 1 from the stripe, and Alec Nelson would pace the Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles with 15. Nelson went 3 of 5 from the line, scored in every quarter. The Mitchell Christian Golden Eagles almost did not score in every quarter. It took 6.5 minutes to get one on the board in the opening frame, although they did end up putting 7 up. It took them 5.5 minutes to put a score up in the fourth quarter. They ended up with 5 points in the fourth and fell behind too early and by too much as they fall tonight by the final of Woolsey Westington 60, Mitchell Christian 30. So 15 for Nelson, 9 for Cooper, 3 for Vanderpool, 2 for Wolberg, 1 for Knutson. Mitchell Christian 7 in the first, 11 in the second, 7 in the third, 5 in the fourth, 30 in the game. And they shot 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Over to the Warbirds of Woolsey Westington. They got 2 of their 60 off the bench. It was a late bucket by Jaron Waters. All 5 starters scored for Woolsey Westington. 2 of them with 20 or more. Austin Chemnitz put in 4. We got 6 points apiece for Darren Cheddar and Riley Gohn. Gohn hit 2 threes. Cheddar hit 1. Darren was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 more with 20 plus. Darian Oga and Jimalusi, who actually had 20 through 3 quarters. He scores 20 in the game. He goes 1 for 1 from the line. Bennett White would lead Woolsey Washington with 22 points. It took a while for White to prime the pump on that 3-pointer. He shot a bunch of them in the first 3 quarters. Couldn't get anything to go down, but then he's quietly going on a 22-point night. He was 5 of 7 from the line. He scored 8 in the fourth. He scored 8 in the third. He scored 4 in the second, 2 in the first. So, better why it took him maybe a little while to get going, but ends up leading all scorers with 22. Darian O right there with 20, and the Warbirds win big. They put up 18 in the first, 14 in the second, 16 in the third, 12 in the fourth, 60 in the game. Warbirds go 9 of 12 from the free throw line. You're listening to the Gary Zell Hourglass Post Game Show live from Woolsey. Warbird boys win big. 60-30 to go to 2-0. We'll send it back to the studio. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming up on 1210 KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the postgame show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Well, thanks so much to our post-game show sponsor. That would be Gary Zell Auto Glass. We want to thank our scoreboard update sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown here on text or call 883-HAIR. Make an appointment today at the Mirror. We'd also like to thank the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. They brought us the reading of the officials, Matt Clark, Greg Blue, Dean Duxbury, calling a pretty good game here tonight in Woolsey. We also want to thank the rest of our sponsors, which we will do in the post-game billboard. We want to thank Mr. Jason Lunchbox Beals back at the studio tonight. Great job tonight, buddy. We want to thank all of the listeners out there, whether you're listening on the radio, of course, 1210 AM. You can listen online at KOKK.com. Even if you got an iPhone, you can check it out. In your app store, just search KOKK. You can do the same for an Android in the Google Play Store. So there you go. You got a lot of options, a lot of ways to listen, and we are just getting started with some high school hoops and boys action tonight. Woolsey Westington wins by the final of 60-30. Woolsey Westington boys start this young season 2-0. One last check of the Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. Tiger girls win 51-45. Tiger boys were down at half, 20-16. You can catch that one over on Tiger 95. And here in Woolsey, the boys sweep. The varsity wins 60-30. JV wins 46-25. That is one final check of your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Gary Zell Auto Glass bringing us our post-game show, and that's going to just about do it. Thanks for tuning in. I'm off till after the first of the year, a little bit of an extended break, and then, of course, we will get into it when I'm back. We got the 281 Conference Tournament coming up in January, and then as soon as we're able to take a breath, it's time to drive to Aberdeen for the Girls and Boys State Basketball Tournament. So, as always, Fast and Furious, make sure to tune in. We'll have the full schedule up, and you can tune in, of course, every morning to Dakota Sports. Check out Mr. Duffy. He'll get you scores, he'll get you schedules, and he'll know what we're doing, so you can find out right there in the morning. Your final score tonight, Wellesley Washington boys win 60-30. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by
area sports backers include Shooters in Wellesley, Farmers Casualty Do It Center, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, and the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. Our postgame sponsor is Gary's L Auto Glass. Our scoreboard updates are sponsored by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Wolsey Washington sponsors include Auto Body Clinic in Huron, Arnold Wolsey Business Association, R&B Food Center in Washington, Don't Spill the Beans in Huron, American Family Insurance in Miller, and Heartland State Bank in Washington. Well, again, I'm off till after the first of the year, so you have yourselves a Merry Christmas and a very happy and safe New Year. Remember, be smart, don't drink and drive. We want you back here after the holiday break. The final tonight, Wellesley Washington boys roll their early season record at 2-0 as they destroy Mitchell Christian 60-30. For Mr. Box back at the studio and everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.
Baby, I've been drifting away, dreaming on.